Hi, Patrick?
Yeah, what's up, Amy?
Hey, Patrick, my name's Amy Nelson. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your era. Miss Tara, she sent you over to me to pull up pricing and program details for expert power washing.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm just kind of taking a look. Is your season's not closed?
It's coming to the end. I mean, normally it's middle
it is,
of right? October and early
yeah.
November.
Mm-hmm.
We still have a few jobs, though, I mean, lined up here for the next week and a half. So,
okay.
I mean, it's really when the weather turns, so.
Mm-hmm. And weather hasn't started turning for you guys yet?
You know, it's been oddly warm in Michigan for this time of year.
I've been hearing that all over the place. Like, places that usually get a ton of snow and do, like, snow plow and all that, they're not even sure if they're going to get to do it this year because the weather's been so strange.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a curveball, but I'll take it. I mean, I'm not going to say no to nobody if they want any pressure washing.
Yeah. So what are you doing for advertising that's working?
Thumbtack, Angie's List.
Okay.
We just did some organic SEO, networking events, that kind of stuff.
Okay. So by organic SEO, what do you mean specifically with that?
We have a guy that, you know, makes blog posts,
mm-hmm.
edit some stuff on Google, before and after pictures, getting reviews,
okay.
Backlinks,
okay.
all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So you're already working with somebody then?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, this is a guy we hired. So,
okay.
I mean, this lady, Tara told me it was so something that, you know, you pay for a spot on the local listing. So, I mean, I'm just trying to give you guys some time of day just to figure out what
sure.
it's about. Me personally,
yeah.
I don't really know, you know, too
yeah.
much about advertising, but we've been learning a little bit in the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm just open to hearing what it's about.
Sure.
So
I love that. Yeah, so what this is offsite optimization. So when you said some organic, I figured it's like looking at the website and stuff. You have somebody who's performing SEO, search engine optimization, programming keywords, backlinking directly to the website, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, he writes a
okay.
blog post and then
mm-hmm.
they link at the bottom, takes it to a website, that kind of stuff.
Right. So what we do is the off-site optimization. So we do it directly onto the Google listing itself, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, and content creation. We do weekly posts directly on there, and then we combine it with the Facebook ads for social media marketing in an effort to scoop up that entire book of business that's right there in your backyard and automatic retargeting. So we're a full digital marketing firm, a partner directly to Google. We don't tinker with the website or go in and mess with that at all. Everything we do is offsite, so it usually happens a lot faster. We have a multitude of programs. We have quite a few different programs. The one she put you in for was like a starter package because you guys are still fairly new. You're doing really good, though. You have 19 verified reviews. That's refreshing. You have a website you're coming in with. So she just felt like you'd be a good fit. We are looking to go ahead and fill this spot in your local area today. If it's something you're interested in, I would love to go over pricing with you.
Yeah, I just want to hear what you guys are about. Thank you.
Sure. So looking at this with the credit that you're new in business as well as that you have the website and stuff, you're looking at a flat rate of $299 a month, month to month with no contract, about $10 a day. And we can waive the setup fee. Like I said, you already have a few things in place, so it'd pretty much be like plug and play. That's going to include, you know, $100 of that monthly budget going directly to those Facebook ads. Facebook ad clicks for my company are between 5 and 50 cents per click with an average cost of about 20 cents. So you're looking at a minimum of 400 acquisitions from the Facebook platform alone. It's very lucrative, especially when you're getting the optimization and retargeting with the Google and the Facebook platform together. We include programming for Yelp, Apple, and Bing, as well as mobile platform, iPhones, Androids, tablets, the smart car search results for the voice-activated searches, review generation, reputation management. There's a few things that are really helpful as far as the client dashboard goes, because this allows you not only to keep track of everything, but to every time there's a new photo uploaded, anytime you're running promotion, it's ran across all destinations. So you're not having to go in and do each one individually because we do it in a form.
Cool.
Is that something that you guys are interested in for the business?
My thing is, I mean, like I said, the business is coming to, I don't exactly know when, but even the week and a half, I mean, it's supposed to get kind of cold here a week and a half from now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we got a couple of jobs that booked out, but my only concern
sure.
is I really don't want to be paying for nothing in the
mm-hmm.
off season. I mean, like, we are ready.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. So
sure.
We got
that's
about,
why I brought it up.
Admittedly.
Yeah.
4 to 5 months. So, I mean, we're looking at you know, just say 300. And let's just say 4 months. I mean, that's $1,200 before really even the season starts falling, before we even see a return.
Well,
I mean,
we do have the ability
it, you know,
to pause the campaign in the months that it's off, the months that your business is virtually shut down, because you're not performing work. We call
that
a seasonal hold. Yeah, we're
doing the,
yeah.
Right, yeah. Like I said, we're seasonal. So that's my only concern. Like, I just can't, thinking, because it sounds great. I mean, all that you said, but I mean, if you caught me like 5 months ago, I'd give you my card right now. But the thing is, it's like, you know, I can't justify spending, you know, $1,200 to $1,500 without even seeing a return. So, you know,
you don't have to spend
then,
that. That's what
that
I just
point.
Said is in the winter months, we have the ability to put it on a seasonal hold for you. So that literally pauses the campaign. When you pause it, you're not charged. So it allows you to hold it. Okay. All right.
One
yeah,
second.
No
sorry, you're going to the Bluetooth.
Yep. I understand. No worries.
Yeah, you just call me.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. All right.
All right. Yeah. So what I was saying
is
we have the ability
you
for the seasonal hold and stuff like that. It is, you know, available to, because we understand there's businesses all across the country who sometimes will just shift gears. They do de-icing or they'll do power washing in the summer, and then they're going to offer snow removal in the winter, different things like that. If your company isn't
right.
one of those that shifts gears, we understand that, you know. So what we do is we're able to put it on a seasonal hold. So when we put it on a seasonal hold, you're not charged. The ads aren't running. There's no, you know, disconnection. It's not like your page is taken off of Google or anything like that. But it does go ahead and pause it because we understand, you know, that the financial commitment there when you're not actually taking jobs because nobody's out there practicing their typing by pressure washer near me, right?
Yeah.
At least not in the winter months.
And that's what I understand. So how would the seasonal hold work then? Will we first get set up for the first additional $299, put a pause on it, and then that won't kick on till next? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, so we go ahead and get it set up and we begin the programming, and then like you said, it may get cold in the next week and a half, 2 weeks, right? Or it may not. I mean, the weather might continue to hold out for a little bit longer. But while it's holding out, because whenever you call to pause it, it's like an immediate pause. It's not like, oh, we have to wait a few days to be able to pause the campaign. We immediately pause it.
Oh, I got what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying? So, like, you want to get it going. We can get the ads going. Those Facebook ads are done pretty quick. Normally, I have to tell people, hey, we have to do Google verification. That's going to take 7 to 21 days. We don't have to do that. You already have Google verification. We can begin programming right away, you know? They do ask that you're in at least 30 days before you do any type of seasonal pause or seasonal hold, but that's pretty much it. After that, you can hold for up to 6 months if you need to.
I gotcha. So basically what we'd be doing, we pay for the first month, the first $299 or whatever it comes out to.
Yes, $299.
And then after that, $299. And then after that, let's say I had, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever the number is, cold, no more, you know, people shut off the water, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Put on the pause.
Mm-hmm.
Next year around, you know, late March, early April, that's usually when the season kicks on. Kind of same difference in Michigan. You know, you never know. Is it going to be late March, early April?
Yeah.
I mean, how does that timeline sound? I mean, is that doable?
No, it's totally doable. It's completely doable. The one thing I would suggest, though, because obviously once you're into the winter months and then we're you know, going towards spring and things are actually, we're able to tell a little bit more, okay, now groundhog's out or it looks like we're going to have spring a little, you know, around this time. Usually about 3 to 4 weeks before your season starts, you want to turn the programming back on. That way it can be gearing up because now people are doing those searches. It's going to have all that programming
right.
to anchor you to that first page. So, you know, if you're thinking if the season starts late March, I would say cut it on end of February, you know what I mean, or cut it on beginning of March, depending on what the weather looks like at that moment. You know, but it's, I mean, you're not going to see, it's not like you turn it on today, you know, when we're in March, or on, you turn it on March 3rd, and then March 4th, you have 50,000 calls coming in, you know.
mm-hmm.
It's going to take a little while for it all to
now
come
listen,
together.
Yeah, no, Amy, it sounds good. I mean, me and my brother, we're talking about trying to do some sort of different types of advertising. I mean, so far, like, mm-hmm. our biggest returns have been just paying for leads, you know,
okay.
we get a lead, the customer reaches out, we pay
yeah.
for it, you know, very simple. We never did the pay-per-click yet. The SEO is something we're
mm-hmm.
actually doing. I'm not going to say internally, but we got some guy from the Philippines we pay. He kind of goes through and he does everything for us, right? So
yeah. mm-hmm.
that's where I'm coming from.
Okay.
I guess in terms of getting the guys, I'm actually open to, do you guys just run like a little demo or something? Like I kind of want to get an idea what the Facebook ads might look like.
You know what else? I mean, that could be a great program for you, but I just looked into something else. Have you looked at Google Guarantee at all?
You know, I heard about that. That's like that Google Guarantee, green check mark, next to your name,
Google
that kind of
verify,
stuff.
Verify, Google Guarantee,
like I said,
yeah.
it's our first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm vaguely familiar. Like I said, we just started going on our marketing, what needs to happen to get customers kind of deal right now. So in the last few months, we've been kind of gearing towards that direction.
Sure.
So a lot of this stuff's new to me, but I, you know, I'm picking up on it, you know.
So the reason I bring that up is because you mentioned pay per lead, which it sounds like you guys don't mind paying per lead as long as the leads are qualified and it's a decent lead you're willing to pay. With Google Guarantee, it is the best
yeah.
pay per lead program out there. So I'm our company, Local Splash, we're a Google partner. We've been in business 20 years. We're a partner directly to Google, Yelp, Meta for Facebook. So we have quite a few different types of programs available. One of the main programs that I helped roll out
okay.
here at Local Splash is the Google Guarantee program. And the reason I bring that to your attention is because that is something that you probably already qualify for. Getting that moving forward is a one-time $250 cost. We get you verified, and then when you're ready to turn the leads on, which obviously isn't going to be until spring or summer, I mean springtime, once you're turned on, you're looking at a lead cost of about between $18.67 and $36. That's the max like
cool.
lead budget, and that is a program that I think, because of what you're telling me, so that's why I ask the questions like, are you working
yeah,
with
I mean,
somebody?
It definitely.
Stuff like that. Because if you've got a guy who's working on your local SEO, he's working on your Google profile, he's working on your website and all that, you are probably paying him pennies on the dollar if he's in the Philippines, right? Which is
yep.
fair. I mean, if you've got somebody that can do it, that's good. I'm not hating on you for it. I'm just saying, like, let's see what other direction it is that I can help you in. And pay-per-lead has proven to be good to you. I think that if you've seen good results with Thumbtack and Angie, you're going to love Google Guarantee, because the way that Google Guarantee is designed is we go through the verification process and go ahead and get you completely Google Guarantee certified. Once you're Google Guarantee certified, you're there at the very top of the page, above the fold where Angie, Thumbtack, and all of those, because all those companies are paying per click and then charging you per lead is how that works. You might not necessarily know
gotcha.
That. They're paying for Google Ads,
sure.
and then they're charging you per lead, which is working. It's working for you. So that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure you see the good, the bad, the ugly with it. The
yeah.
one thing that would be required, because you have to offer at least the vertical that you would fall under is going to be called the window cleaning vertical. So you have to offer at least three of the services under that vertical because they have the list of the services that are available. So the one thing, because you probably would go ahead and qualify for it. Let me pull it and have a look here.
This sounds all good. I mean, I know we're looking to add a couple services next year that we don't do. For instance, window cleaning is one of them that we are looking into.
Okay, window cleaning. That's kind of what I'm moving towards here. Is you would have, so it has pressure washing, it has the power washing on it. It also has like skylight cleaning. It has the, let's see, here it is. Window cleaning, glass and mirror cleaning, gutter cleaning, power washing, pressure washing, rooftop skylight cleaning. So obviously you're offering power washing and pressure washing. If you were offering window cleaning as well, we're going to get you, when we get you approved, we get you approved for the whole vertical. And then once the leads are turned on, then you determine, hey, you know what? I don't really clean gutters. I'm not down with that. I don't want to turn that on. So you wouldn't get calls for that.
Okay.
Okay. But
yeah, that makes sense.
It does behoove you to do the window cleaning because, A, it's going to be in your wheelhouse, but, B, because it's going to show you a much stronger return. But with this, the cool thing about it is any unqualified leads, anything that doesn't suit you, meaning, like, they're not actually requesting you to come out for estimate of services or they're not, you know, getting you, if they request the estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone, that's considered a qualified lead. Or if they request the face-to-face estimate for you to go out and bid them face-to-face, that's considered a qualified lead. All those sales solicitations, spam, robo, all that is not qualified. So.
Okay.
Is that something you think you guys want to get going?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm definitely a sponge right now to what you're saying. Makes a lot of sense and definitely the direction I want to go. The thing is right now, bear with me, I just left. I don't have my business card on me. Can we get this set up tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Is that fine? Can I get a call tomorrow morning? I'll go through everything.
No, I'll give you a call tomorrow morning. What's your email address? I'm going to send it all over in writing.
Let
so you
me
can
see.
Review it
Yeah. Send it to the business one. ExpertPowerWashingLLC@gmail.com. That's ExpertPowerWashing, all one word, LLC@gmail.com. Send it over there, and then, yeah, let me look over a couple things, and then I'm pretty sure I'd like to move forward, as long as we can do that pause.
Yeah.
The season ends.
Well, that's what I'm saying is I wouldn't even necessarily do you for the $299 because you're already working with another guy for that basic service. When I'm looking over what you've got, I'm not suggesting we go with the $299 monthly.
Right.
I'm saying we do that Google guarantee.
We just do the Google guarantee.
Yep.
Flat fee and then get set up on there.
And we're set up on there and then in this, they're going to say, okay, now you're live. They'll call you and say, okay, Patrick, your ad is now live. We're ready to turn the leads on when you're ready to turn the leads on. Okay, well, my season's closed, so call me back on February 2nd and we can talk about if I'm ready to start the budget. And then at that time, the minimum monthly budget due is only going to be, let me see here. It's $244.
That's fine, whatever.
Okay. And that's going to get you up to 13 Google Guarantee leads at between $18 and $36.
Perfect.
You can't beat it with a stick. So.
No, it sounds good. Definitely, thank you for the information. Like I said, I just got where I needed to go.
Sure.
I haven't got the card on me.
Okay, I'll send it over
morning.
To you right now and call you in the morning around 10.
Could you do it? I got to shoot out the house by like 9:30. Can you do it by 9? It shouldn't take no more than 30 minutes, would it?
It wouldn't take any more than 30 minutes, no. If I call you at 9, I can sign on from home and call you at 9 if you're serious about getting it set up. I will
9
definitely do
9's
that.
Better. I got to be out the house by 9:30. Yeah,
you got
works.
It. I'll call
Thank you
at 9. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.